Now we're here with Coach Kevin Sumlin, former SEC Coach of the Year for Texas A&M. Coach, you're here at the Hot List Camp. Talk about your message to the players. What have you been preaching here?
Well, yeah, I mean, for 2 days, we talked about a little bit of everything, from football to life to school to attendance to tardiness, everything else. Just, you know, there's a lot of things that go into what the evaluation process is besides the 40 and, you know, how much you lift.
Well, here at the camp, you've seen a lot of talent. Are there any players you like to spotlight? You've seen his diamond.
I'm sorry, I lost you because my son just ran a 40. So
you're good.
That's good. No, I've seen a lot of players here. You know, we had the private deal yesterday with quarterbacks, and then today we've got some more guys out here. I've seen a couple times of 4.3 or better, maybe 4.4 or less. So I'm getting ready to watch them play football because a lot of guys can run. Let's see what they do.
Definitely. Well, Coach, looking back at your time at Texas A&M, how do you remember coaching Johnny Manziel and that dynamic offense in 2012? How do you look back on that?
Well, I just, you know, that's part of it, you know, and I think 2012 was 1 year. I mean, the rest of the time there, we were still pretty good, and we had a bunch of good players. Guys were a bunch of good coaches, and you know, the SEC is the SEC, but, you know, the SEC West is a little bit different. So I was just laughing about this with another guy the other day. You know, that first year, us and Florida were 11-2 and never got a chance to play for it. So, you know, that's hard to swallow, but that's all part of it.
Well, you talk about how tough it is coaching in the SEC West. How do you go about navigating that as a head coach mentally, handling that and talking to your players, getting them on the same page?
It's not really about you. I mean, it's about everybody else because, you know, the first game we lost to Florida to Coach Muschamp's team. It went on, like I said, they were 11-2 as well. A lot of draft picks, a lot of guys that can play. But, you know, how you react to that, I think, was important because at that point, because it was such a close game, our guys understood that they were ready to play in that league. And the problem was they were in the East. So, you know, it's kind of a joke, but, you know, it's not. And at that point, you know, it's about everybody else around you understanding, you know, that you're ready to play in this league and you can handle it.
Well, I'm curious for you, coaching Heisman winner Johnny Manziel in 2012, what was the moment when you knew that he would be a big-time player?
During probably when we started him, right? Yeah. And then, you know, be honest with you, you know, the first game of the year with Florida, with all those draft picks on their defense and everybody else that was on the field, you know, we probably should have given him more offense, but we didn't know. He's a freshman. And then after that, you know, it was the rest is history. But, you know, obviously he is one of the most electric players, I think, to ever play college football, and we were fortunate that he was there, and the way he operated is unprecedented.
No doubt. Now, you're watching your sons play football. One of them we just saw run the 40 here. It's over at Oklahoma, so what's that been like for you now?
Oh, it's crazy, right? I got one that was at the spring game two weeks ago, and to watch him, you know, he actually caught a touchdown during the spring game, so caught a couple balls, and then I'm down here bringing him around, and we're all rolling around. It's like football. I'm not saying anything against the girls, right? The oldest ones, I got four kids, so the oldest ones are girls, and they're both in L.A., but now you get a chance to do something, you know, with football with your kids, and I spent a lot of time with a lot of other kids, a lot of other guys, a lot of other people's kids, but it's really good to be able to watch your kids play.
Well, now for you, what are you up to now? You're not coaching in Arizona, so what are you up to here?
I'm here. I mean, I'm about these guys. I mean, I appreciate this opportunity to talk to young people just try to keep this game going. This game's done a lot for me. It's done a lot for my family. And you know, keep the respect for the game. So, I'm dragging him around as a junior in high school to camps. But I you know, it's the ability to help some of these other guys and know that it's possible. I think it's for them to play at the next level. I think that's important.
Awesome. Awesome. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.